Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special little bonus edition of the Metal Hammer podcast. I am Mel from Metal Hammer. Hello, good to see you with us. I am here with Deputy Editor of Metal Hammer, Miss Eleanor Goodman. How are you doing, Elle?
I'm good, thanks. I'm super excited.
Super excited. I am too. We are also joined by Metal Hammer writer, Mr. Stephen Hill. How are you, Steve?
I'm all right, thanks, mate. I'm pretty excited as well, I think.
Yeah. And the reason we're all excited and we're all here convened on Friday morning to do an extra podcast is because, completely out of the blue, in a year that just continues to surprise and amaze and confuse us, surely the most unlikely musical news of 2020, or indeed recent times, System of a Down have released some new music. This was totally unexpected. None of us had any idea this was going to happen. I actually got a message from someone earlier that was telling me about it. It was like, oh man, what do you know about this? And I was like, what do I know about what? Logged onto Spotify, and lo and behold, there are two brand spanking new System of a Down songs released out into the world. I mean, none of us saw this coming, did we? This just seems impossible to have happened.
I mean, yeah. They've come together because of a conflict, which I'm sure we'll talk about in a minute. But I've seen Serge Tankian on Instagram saying things about what's happening, and I did think maybe Serge will do something. But them getting together and doing this after 15 years, I'd totally given up hope that was ever going to happen.
Yeah, I had sort of said a few times in the last 3 or 4 years, when there were rumours that potentially there would be new System of a Down material, that because of their live shows being so hit and miss, shall we say, politely, and because of the obvious troubles that they have getting on the same page with each other, I was very much like accepting of the fact that it wasn't going to happen, and particularly, and not really excited about it happening either. And I mean, I particularly gave up hope when, I think I mentioned on this podcast before, that I interviewed John Dolmayan, the drummer, and at the start of the year, he categorically said to me, no, there's not going to be any new System of a Down material. I genuinely don't think it's going to happen. And I've heard people in the band go, well, we don't really know, or we'd like it to happen, or maybe, or I'm not really sure, it's not really working out at the moment. But he was adamant, like, look, just forget it. It's obviously not going to happen. Which made me go, okay, well, that's that then. I kind of closed that book. So this is a massive surprise.
It's just absolutely crazy. They've come together, as Elle said, to raise awareness of an ongoing conflict between Azerbaijan and Armenia that was initiated in September. As Elle mentioned, it's something members of the band have already talked about previously. The band put out a statement on Bandcamp when they released the new songs that said, we as System of a Down have just released new music for the first time in 15 years. The time to do this is now, as together the four of us have something extremely important to say as a unified voice. These two songs, Protect the Land and Genocidal Humanoids, both speak of a dire and serious war being perpetrated upon our cultural homelands of Artsakh and Armenia. So this is obviously something that the guys all feel extremely passionate about. Now, we know that not only has John Dolmayan spent numerous parts of this year just saying there will be no new System of a Down music, but he's also obviously been out here kind of spouting opinions that seem very, very off brand for what System of a Down talk about. So I guess it talks to how important they think this issue is, that they've actually got together and put new music out. It's probably worth pointing out as well that Dan Malakian posted on Facebook earlier today saying that these looked like they were originally going to be Scars on Broadway songs. He said, I'm proud to release these two songs under the System banner. The original plan was to release them on future Scars on Broadway albums, but I'm happy we came together as System to make a statement for our people. They've released a video for one of the tracks as well. You can go see that now. It was for, I forgot. Protect the Land, yeah. There's the Protect the Land video is out there now. And Genocidal Humanoids is also kind of like, I guess, an additional bonus track to that. And I guess that the second biggest surprise to the fact that these songs exist in the first place is that they're actually quite good. And dare I say at points, they're actually really good. What do you guys think of these tracks?
Yeah, I'm really into them, especially Protect the Land, the first one. As you mentioned, these were originally meant to be Scars on Broadway songs and they've been repurposed. I didn't know that when I heard them, and I just started listening to Protect the Land and hearing Darren and Serge's voices together was so great. Such a fantastic combination. And obviously, it's their first new music in 15 years. They sound so rich. It automatically transported me back, really, to the early 2000s and the excitement of when System were putting out new music and when there was so much hype around them, justified hype, and you could go and see them. I mean, they still play now, but it's different. It kind of took me back to that time. It made me feel a kind of new excitement, which maybe we haven't really felt for a while, because although they've been playing shows, we know that they haven't really been getting on in a musical sense, and they've had creative differences. So for me, like Protect the Land, I was like, wow, this is really much, much more awesome than I was expecting. And then Genocidal Humanoids was it's kind of a cool counter to that, really. It's more up tempo, more like what you would have back in the day in a rock club, more upbeat, more kind of a little bit more extreme. And it shows the two sides of what they do really well, I think. I'm really into both of them.
Yeah, I mean, Genocidal Humanoids, I of the two, is my favorite of the two. I thought Protect the Land sounds great. It sounds really, really big. And I think what you just said, Elle, about hearing those two voices together on a track, is a spine tingling moment if you're a fan of
Yeah.
that band. Because I mean, I remember seeing System of a Down opening for Sepultura and Slayer at the Astoria back in 1998 in front of about 40 people, and getting that album and just thinking this band are so unbelievably unique, totally, totally original. I can't think, I still really can't think of anyone who sounds like that mixture of stuff. So even though there are been things that have come that are obviously influenced by System of a Down, and there are things that came before that they obviously took influence from, Mr. Bungle, Dead Kennedys, whatever kind of band that you want to point at and look at as an influence on System, that meld of stuff that they have is so uniquely them, and nobody could ever really, even Serj's solo material, even Scars on Broadway, whatever you want to point toward, nothing can really fill that void. So hearing it, even though I think that first song is pretty good, it didn't like make me go in the grand scheme of the 2020 musical landscape. I don't think Protect the Land sounds like a hugely vital piece of music. But if you're a longtime fan, that's really, really exciting. I think Genocidal Humanoids for me, that was less about this kind of cool, like all nostalgic thing they're back. And I actually thought this could go kind of toe to toe with the best sort of heavy bands putting stuff out at the moment. I think it's a brilliant song. Really, really great. And again, it shows a more extreme side to System. It shows a more kind of the more eccentric, odder side to the System of a Down, which is always my sort of favorite thing about them. I love the fact that they can do two songs and have one which you think would sound amazing on the main stage at a festival, and another which just sounds like this absolutely kind of bonkers thing that no other band could do. And they do that in the space of like, what is it, just another 8 minutes both of those songs put together. In 8 minutes you get a kind of a system, a sort of microcosm of why System of a Down is so fucking brilliant.
Yeah, hard to agree. It's so interesting that these were meant to be Scars on Broadway songs, because it just really does go to show you that, I've liked some of the stuff Scars on Broadway did. I did actually quite like that first Serj Tankian album as well. But they just really do pale in comparison to when you bring all those separate ingredients together to actually make System of a Down. I think these songs are really good. I agree, Genocidal Humanoids is probably my favorite of the two, because it was almost quite a surprise, because like Protect the Land, I think it's really, really good. I think when it starts, it's like, oh, it's got that big kind of swaying, groovy riff. Reminds me a little bit of the riff in Mr. Jack. It's kind of what you might expect from a System song. It's like, oh yeah, it's got big chorus, it's quite kind of slow and powerful. And then when it kind of climaxes with Serj and Darren's vocals just dancing around each other, it's just like, oh my God, I didn't even realize how much I missed this. But then, yeah, Genocidal Humanoids is just a fucking unbelievable song. And when it kind of kicks into that like bouncy nu metal bit and then flips into these kind of like tremolo, blast beaty, just almost like black metal meltdown. It's just fucking awesome. It sounds so so much more vital and kind of current and exciting than I thought System would be capable of, given that we know they've had you know, huge creative differences. We know that they now have quite significant political differences as well. And yet they've kind of come out sounding something that just sounds completely tight and focused and kick-ass. And I think people forget, you know, when Steve was just talking about what it was like when System first broke on the scene. I think it's people forget just how big this band are. They have more monthly listeners on Spotify than Slipknot, and they've not been properly active for 15 years. Like, this is a big, big deal, this band coming back like this. And in terms of what comes next, whether there's a new album on the horizon, I would probably err on the side of that still not being very likely. I don't get the sense that that was the plan. But I'm kind of hoping that what seems to be a very positive reaction and just the kind of wealth of excitement around these new songs means that maybe they would consider it, because they can clearly get it done. And I tell you what, John might have some really dodgy opinions nowadays, but he still knows how to smack the shit out of a drum kit, because his performance on that second track is unreal at points.
It's worth noting as well that he was the one who initiated the process. So even if he's out of step with the others in terms of opinions, he was the one who actually made the call and tried to get everyone together and said that we really should do something for this. And you know, it is a cause that unites all of them. You know, they all have the same heritage and want to support the same cause. And so they were able to put their creative differences aside. But if, you know, the member of the band that you would least expect it from is doing that, then that just kind of, you know, there's a flicker of hope there that maybe they could put their differences aside for more music. You never know.
It's quite a good metaphor for society, really, isn't it? I think that if those people who seemingly couldn't get in a room together because they had such polar opinions about things and such different ideologies about certain things and were so unable to work, seemingly unable to work, can actually find some sort of commonality and some sort of cause that they all feel passionate about and have gone, you know what, actually that's more important, that we together as a unit find the things that we have in common. I think that's actually a pretty good metaphor for how, you know, like as we record this today, obviously we're still waiting on the US election results, and it seems to be a bit of a shit show with people with what's going on there. We've seen this happening for years and years and years and years. And I mean, I would like to think more people could be a little bit more a little bit less partisan and a little bit more interested in finding some sort of commonality between people, because that's how stuff like this happens, really, isn't
Go and go get to the White House and play these songs, and we'll solve it.
it? Just have two presidents in it, double presidency. Let them both have it. Yeah.
I'm not humouring your odd couple sitcom idea. It's rubbish.
I wonder if System of a Down did something like Rage did with the Stock Exchange and just kind of went to the White House and just set up and played there. That would be the best.
It was, and just completely unrelated to everything that's going on in the White
Yeah.
House as well. So I'd be really like, huh? You know, I said to Elle before this started, I felt a little bit kind of embarrassed and ashamed of myself in a way, because when I saw there was new music, I was like, oh, they've done it, because, you know, Trump's refusing to come out of office and they're making a stand, and like it's going to be all about the American politic situation. And oh my God, they've come to save us all from the chaos in America and the confusion. And obviously, it's nothing to do with that, because there is a world outside of Western kind of politics as we know them, and there's a lot more out there that's going on. And you know, bands like System of a Down, I think, should always be applauded for taking the opportunity to offer everyone a wake-up call in that respect, and shine some attention on other causes around the world, which you know, often go under the radar in times like these.
And the fact that they're using their platform in that way as well. I mean, there's a piece Rolling Stone did online with them, and I think it's, I can't remember which band member now, but one of them said, you know, there's no other big Armenian rock band that is going to come out and raise awareness of this cause. So it almost just kind of fell to them, and they felt the weight, they felt that responsibility. They felt like they did have to use their platform. It's quite admirable, really, to actually, again, put creative differences aside and logistically and creatively pull everything together to actually do this, because it's almost a case of if they don't do it, no one's going to do it. And they have such clout that people might actually sit up, take notice, get clued up on the situation, write to politicians, donate money. It can actually make a difference, you know.
Yeah, agreed. It's a pretty amazing thing. And it's just nice to kind of, just feel really good and excited about System of a Down, just feeling good about System and just being like, wow, this is cool. Yeah, System of a Down, fuck yeah. Like, when was the last time we all kind of felt like that? It's been a long time.
It has. Do you think, as a sort of just to play sort of devil's advocate for a second, do you think that the reason we're feeling so positive about it and the reason we like the song so much, and maybe, I mean, I don't know about you, but I almost kind of winced as I pressed play on these songs.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
My expectation levels were so low. And
Me
I have
too.
to say, as good as they are, I mean, were you to put these songs up against anything from Toxicity or the first album, particularly those two records, I mean, even what's come after, I think you would still noticeably go, well, they're not as good. They're not as good as that.
Of course not. But that's, I dare I say, that's
Impossible.
impossible. Like, Metallica aren't going to put anything that's as good as Ride the Lightning out. Like, they're just not. And since, Slipknot aren't going to put something out that's as good as Iowa. They're just not, it's just not going to happen.
I
But
love that last record, just to throw
no,
that
me
out
too.
there.
But my point was that I loved both of Metallica's and Slipknot's last record. Like, Hardwire's got some of my favorite stuff Metallica have done in a long time, but it kind of got to stand on its own merit. I guess the difference is with System is that, especially Protect the Land, just feels like it could have come straight out of 2005, and I don't mean that as an insult. It's just
Sorry.
there's nothing kind of new in it as such.
It
But
straight back, but I think that's what, I mean, that seems to be what Serge and potentially other members would want to do, is to compose and create in a different way. And that seems to be the sticking point. And with these two songs coming mostly from Darren, perhaps it is more of that kind of, you know, 2005-esque System of a Down sound. Like, who knows what would happen if they actually did do something different creatively and they actually did kind of work in a different way to how they were doing in the early 2000s. So you've got all the same talent, all the same brains, all the same creativity, the same chemistry, but used in a slightly different way. And I think that's when we'd hear what the band would sound like in 2020. But it's just not on the table right now. But I would love to see what they would do with it if they could just work that out and kind of tip the balance a little bit in other people's favours, maybe.
I could just go back to what you were saying about it not ever going to be as good as those first two albums. I mean, I think that's absolutely true, and I think the two examples you've given in Slipknot and Metallica are good ones. But I guess it's, you know, with both of those bands, because they've never split up, you've got this kind of accepted law of diminishing returns a little bit, haven't you? Where, yes, because, you know, Volume 3 wasn't quite as good as Iowa, and then All Hope Is Gone wasn't as good as that, and then The Grey Chapter was a bit better, and then the next one was a step up, and you're like, oh, this is great. So this, like, Slipknot music. Now, if you go through, or you know, if Metallica had released Master of Puppets and then Hardwired, people would have gone, oh shit. Because you listen to System of a Down and those four records, and then there's this absolutely gargantuan gap, I'm wondering if people are there will be people who go, well, you, because you would go from Mesmerize and Hypnotize straight into these two songs. And I think they definitely hold up as good songs, definitely. But you're right, they're not ever going to make anything as good. I suppose it's people's perceptions on what they expect those bands to do is just a tricky one, if you know what
Yeah, I mean, if you, I think if you're engaged with System like we've been, and you're kind of, not everybody has spent 15 years talking about System of a Down and like, what would they sound like if they did a new album? Oh, there's gonna be a lot of people out there who would just be like, oh my God, there's new System of a Down music. I haven't really thought about them for like 10 years. I don't know how those people feel about these tracks. But I think we kind of generally agreed between the three of us, like, that they're good. Protect the Land is like really good kind of classic anthemic System. And of the two, you'd probably say Genocidal Humanoids is the most like interesting and certainly the edgiest. You wouldn't put them right on a pedestal with those older songs because you just wouldn't. But I think my expectations were quite low, to be honest. Well, the thing is, I was so excited about it. I just kind of went, oh my God, and just pressed it. But if you told me System of a Down were releasing new music, and we knew about it for a couple of weeks before it happened, I think nervous would be the best way to describe how I'd feel about it, because it would kind of, you'd almost expect it to confirm all those concerns we had about the band being on the same page, being passionate enough, all that kind of shit. But on this evidence, I would be more than happy to hear a new System of a Down album hit the shelves at some point in the coming months, personally.
Yeah, I'm certainly have thawed to the idea a little bit.
Thoughts, Aaron?
No, I definitely agree. I think I've gone up and down with this because initially, when we were doing a podcast many, many podcasts ago, I remember I was quite excited about seeing System again, and you weren't so excited. And I think my enthusiasm has diminished over time, maybe because of your input, Mill, and also just maybe seeing them and kind of seeing, as you two have described, potentially some disinterest there or just not quite the same chemistry. So I definitely feel like I'd given up and maybe my interest had waned a bit. But I think it's what they've done with this is so cool, coming together and making music and enjoying that music. And I think just to add to the point about comparing it to other material, you also have to think that there's people who've never really listened or got into System of a Down in the same way we had that conversation when Tool came back after so long. 15 years is a fully grown person. There's going to be people who've never really given them the time of day, and this might be something that not only gets them sort of reading about and talking about the issues raised in the songs, but also revisiting the back catalogue and kind of getting into System that way. So something else to think about, really. A new generation of System fans potentially that could be built on if they did decide to go back and do new music.
Yeah, that would be very interesting to hear.
Yeah.
Go on, Steve, you look like you got.
No, that was it. Yeah, I think I've probably not listened to System of a Down. Like, even as a fan, I've probably actually not put any of their records on for a little while, just because of it's hard, isn't it, when you see them and you sort of my overarching feeling towards System of a Down in 2020 was quite a negative one. And that's a shame because I think, growing up, they were just unbelievable band, like incredible band. I wrote a little piece on the Metal Hammer website about a month or so ago about when they played at Reading just before Toxicity came out. And they were phenomenal that day. They were all anybody spoke about. And I'd got to the point where I'd forgotten that I even like them in some ways. So this has made me go, shit, I need to pull that first System of a Down album out today and listen to it. And I've not felt like that for a long time. So it's certainly gone a hell of a long way towards just, I'm not even repairing their reputation, because their reputation and the back catalogue they've got speaks for itself and it's incredible. But certainly sometimes you just feel kind of negatively towards a band just because of a whole bunch of different reasons. And this has certainly, for the first time in ages, made me, it's been something positive about System of a Down.
Exactly the same way in the sense of playing the records. I texted Merlin this morning. I was like, I've obviously listened to these two songs on repeat over and over again, but now I just want to spend the whole weekend listening to System of a Down. I just feel really excited about them again, and I'm
Yeah.
remembering everything that I enjoyed about them.
I'm going to be cranking System all day off the back of this. I think that just about sums it up then. So thanks for joining us at short notice, guys. Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you are enjoying these new System tracks as much as we are. Don't forget, you can still pick up the latest issue of Metal Hammer. It's out for just under another week or so. And then we've got a brand new issue to show off to you all next week. Before all that, stay safe out there. And who knows what's going to happen in the world between now and by the time we get back on the podcast. The way it's all going, we'll probably have to jump on for something tomorrow. So we'll see when we see you. But have a good weekend, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.